I'm Laura Winters. Frigid conditions across the United States this Sunday in Kansas City, Missouri at the playoff game. Patrick Mahomes' helmet shatters in the freeze during the game. His backup helmet also frozen. The weather was way too much for the Miami Dolphins, Kansas City winning the game 26-7. Now, despite all this unbelievably cold weather, Republican presidential hopefuls on the campaign trail in Iowa ahead of the caucuses tomorrow night. Sound from former President Trump, Nikki Haley, and Ron DeSantis.
It's going to be a little bit of a trek. Nobody knows how exactly we're going to get there, but we're going to figure it out.
This is an unbelievable amount of snow, but we are going to continue to try and touch as many people as we can.
I was shocked at how many people were willing to come, given how much snow is on the ground, but I'm going to use every minute I can to be able to win votes.
To the Middle East now, where it's the 100-day mark of the Hamas terrorist attack in Israel, families demanding the return of the more than 100 hostages kidnapped back on October 7th. The American media virtually silent on reporting on them. There appears to be no end in sight to the fighting, anti-Israel protests going on in Washington, D.C., where the demonstrators calling for a permanent ceasefire to end the war in Gaza. In USA Business News, car rental giant Hertz announcing it's selling about 20,000 electric vehicles, about a third of its fleet. The company says people just aren't renting the EVs, and they cost a fortune to fix. But if you are in the market to own one, though, some solid deals on Hertz's website for car sales. Tesla models available and electric sedans selling for about half of what they were when they were new, so about $25,000 in many cases. The federal government, by the way, offers about a $4,000 incentive check reimbursement for drivers who purchase a used EV. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The city of Chicago struggling with housing illegal aliens, the city being accused by taxpayers, many who are lifelong Democrats, of prioritizing migrants over its residents. Chicago spending a whopping $156 million on migrant housing and care since October of 2022. The Biden administration doing absolutely nothing to stop the flow at our southern border with Mexico. USA Business News now, Detroit's North American International Auto Show, moving back to January of 2025 after a less than stellar showing in the month of September, where it's been held over the past 2 years. In USA Sports, the University of Alabama picking Washington's Kalen DeBoer to replace legendary coach Nick Saban. He's flown to Alabama late Friday night to meet with the team. Here's USA's Tim Berg on the story.
The college football landscape will be changing forever. Nick Saban is moving on to the next chapter in his life. The Alabama head coach has announced his retirement. In a statement released late Wednesday, Saban said that the 17 years spent in Tuscaloosa weren't just about wins and losses, but about legacy and how they went about it. The goal has always been to help players create more value for their future. He went on to say, "Alabama will always be considered home." I'm Tim Berg.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.